FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A Bluff family is waiting in faith as the search for their son in the earthquake-hit Myanmar continues. It's been 5 days of rescue operations and recoveries at the collapsed 11-story Sky Villa building in Mandalay. It's where Cohen Titus lived. His mother, Samantha Titus, says she knew something was off when her 28-year-old son did not reply to a text message she sent him on Friday.
We text it practically every day, so I just check in to see how he's doing. And there was only one tick. So I knew that there was something wrong because it's not normal for him to have one tick on his phone. I put the TV on and the breaking news came up that there's been an earthquake. So I phoned the South African embassy in Pretoria. They did send a message back. She asked me, how am I? And she said to me, Cohen is missing. They can't locate him.
More than 2,000 people have been killed after the 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck the Southeast Asian country on Friday. More than 3,900 are injured and over 270 missing. Titus's family was able to get in contact with the school where he's been teaching English for over a year. And Cohen's colleagues are helping the family search for him at hospitals, morgues and rescue tents, as well as buildings. Samantha says it's been a difficult time for the family, but they remain positive he will soon be found.
We are not. We are keeping the faith and the hope alive. We speak to him every morning. We don't sleep. We obviously can't eat. We obviously can't sleep. We just want my son home, my daughter's brother home, and we just want to get the word out. The more prayers, the more people believe that there is hope, and we know that we'll finally come to seeing my boy. He might have a bruise here or a bruise there, but we want him home.
ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says there is no agreement between the party and the DA on the budget. DA leader John Steenhuisen has taken to social media to accuse the ANC of stalling on what he called a deal for growth and spending reforms. He warned the stalemate could put the government of national unity at risk. Steenhuisen added the DA would oppose the budget unless a written agreement is reached. But Mbalula insists negotiations are ongoing, including with parties outside the GNU.
We need to pass the budget for the sake of South Africa. But at the same time, we need to be alive and talk to others. And that is what we are clear as the ANC. We are the largest party. We need to talk to others. It's not really concessions. Is about what has the minister presented before us, and that we think that does not address most of the concerns that people have raised in their political parties.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has gone back on his decision to appoint a former Navy commander as security agency chief following criticism, including from a key U.S. senator. Netanyahu announced Eli Shavit's appointment yesterday. It later emerged the former naval chief had publicly opposed key policies of the Netanyahu government and U.S. President Donald Trump. Netanyahu's office says he will now consider other candidates. The abrupt about turn has drawn condemnation from the opposition, with one of the leaders saying the head of the security agency is not just another appointment. The top story this hour, a Bluff family is waiting in faith as the search for their son in the earthquake hit Myanmar continues. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.